Blog Talk Radio.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, when you're up on the mountain, the talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, now it's down in the valley. Trials and temptations, that's where you'll face.
When things go wrong, He'll make them
Amen. Amen. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. We're coming alive from St. Louis, Missouri. This is Dr. Ventura in the Sound Doctrine broadcast, and we're on the road this evening. We're at the 95th Supreme Scratch for the Military Order of the Cooties. That's the honor degree of the VFW, and we have a special program for you tonight. We hope that you'd listen in, and we're glad that you did. And so we want to thank you. We want to thank the listeners around the world. We want to thank the responses we got from Germany, North Korea, and England this week. We really appreciated your support. We appreciate your prayers, and we want to thank you. And we're going to do something a little special. I'm not going to teach any sound doctrine this evening, but we're going to share with you a unique group, an organization called the Military Order of the Cooties. They're, as I said, they're the honor degree of the VFW, and they serve our veterans. They're all veterans, and they're all veterans of foreign wars, and they serve our veterans, and they're still serving. And they're a unique group. And so I thought I'd start out with a little scripture reading, and then we'll have a prayer, and we'll dig right in. And we'll give you an opportunity. I know you saw the posting this week, and you're wondering what a cootie is. And, you know, you're all thinking of those little bugs we used to put together in grammar school with the little head and the legs on them. But this is, and in a sense, that's kind of true. That's kind of true. Amen. Let me give you a scripture reading. If you open up your Bibles, we're going to go over to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I have a few verses 3 to 8, and I'll give you a moment to get there. We'd like to thank DL this evening for producing this show. We're coming to you live from the Marriott Hotel in St. Louis, and we want to let you know that the opinions of this program and any discussion that we have may not be in agreement with the opinions of the Marriott Hotel, so we just want to put that little disclaimer in there. We know we've gotten in trouble before. We don't want to be in trouble tonight. Amen. So if we're ready, we'll tune in and to 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 3. It says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth." Amen, amen. And I couldn't think of a better group of people who have given charity. You know, charity is a disposition of the heart to do right. Charity is a disposition of the heart to give to others and not to expect anything in return. Amen. And this is an organization that has done that, truly a unique, unique organization. Let's have a prayer, and then we'll get to our discussion. Holy Father, I bow down before you, and I thank you, God, for getting us here safe and for the wonderful sights and scenes that we have seen for the memorial service this evening to honor our veterans and cootie members who have passed on and have been loyal. And we thank you, God. God, we'd ask you that you'd bless this program tonight, that you touch hearts, and that you would give this program an opportunity to open some eyes, Lord, and to open some ears and to move somebody to charity, Lord. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll tell you a little bit about the cooties. The cooties, the origins of the cooties, the name cootie originated during World War I when the different armies were massed together on the battlefields of France, and each country represented in World War II contributed to what's known as a cootie, believe it or not, by amalgamated lice. And the common American grayback, the black Algerian Chinos, the gray-blue Laos from India, the British Blue Bloods, the Belgian gold-striped Hennekers, the French gray and gold Paris and cooties were all thrown together into the trenches at once. And they began to increase and multiply so that by the end of the war, we had the most intelligent cooties that the world had ever produced. You know, it's kind of like country flies and city flies. But the truth is they were known to bite the soldiers at the right time, and they saved the soldiers' lives. For often when a shell left the German trenches, the cooties would bite the soldiers, and they'd cause them to stoop and to scratch, and just at the right time, the shell would pass over the place where the soldier's head had been. Lord, have mercy. And many soldiers, you know, they're lying in their shell holes. They were saved from death when these highly intelligent cooties, knowing that the shell was coming in their direction, would bite the soldiers, and they'd cause such agony that they would forced to retreat to the trenches or other places of safety, you know, shirt reading and seam running, and while the shells were as harmless in the places they had just vacated. So the Cootie organization of today, it carries on in the same degree of usefulness, believe it or not. It's true. The military order, the Cootie members, they work for a parent organization called the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and they continue to do good for all who they come in contact with, and they're always ready to help their comrades' widows and orphans, and contribute generously to the maintenance of the orphanage at the Eaton Rapids, Michigan, and it's a very large orphanage. And at this orphanage, there's a swimming pool, a playground known as Cootie Field. And there's a complete and modern fire department. It's been built there by the finances of the Cooties. The spirit of comradeship and goodwill that exists in the Cooties truly is beyond comparison than any other organization known in this country. For in the Cooties, fun is king, and the willingness to help in any cause for the betterment of humanity is their goal. So, hence, that's the name. The slogan is busier than a bee and closer than a brother, and keep them smiling in beds of white sheets. Amen. And I've had quite a bit of experience with the Cooties. They're a dynamic organization. We've had a lot of fun, but it's a serious organization. And like any other organization, it's funded. There's some public funds, and we raise money. There's fundraisers, and we spend some time with some wounded warriors. But this evening we have the honor of having the Supreme Junior Vice Commander Charles Young with us at this 95th Supreme Scratch. And I'm going to allow Mr. Young to come on, our Vice Commander, and to tell you a little bit about what the Cooties do and how he got involved in it, and a little bit about his life and what the aspirations of the Cooties are. Brother Charles?
I joined the Cooties in 1985, and I became active in 1988. Since then, I've been through the grand chairs and so forth. But the primary focus of the Cooties is on helping those who can't help themselves, helping veterans, and spending time in VA hospitals and doing those things in VA hospitals to offset the expense of the Veterans Administration. We do a lot of that. We offset by volunteering in the linen closet, through carnivals. We do cake bake and bingo for them. We do a whole host of things for the veterans. And on top of that, we don't stop at the veterans, the ones that are in the hospital. We remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And how we remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, we do a trek to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers in November. Every year, we do a trek, and we lay wreaths on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. We remember those who are sick and shut in hospital beds by going in there and volunteering and keeping them smiling in beds of white, playing games with them, talking to them, assisting them, taking them around through the hospital in wheelchairs, nursing homes, those things, those places. And we remember them, those veterans, by maintaining the national home in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. We remember the veteran that paid the ultimate sacrifice, his family have to be taken care of. How do we do that? We give them a place to stay in Eaton Rapids, Michigan at the national home for children. Okay? That wraps up a lot of what we do as Cooties.
Let me ask you this, as a Cootie, what would you consider, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot, I realize that, what would you consider one of your most memorable moments as a Cootie?
One of my most memorable moments as a Cootie is when we do a carnival at a veterans hospital, and those veterans, the faces when they come through and they're wearing these gifts and these little trivia games, we play with them and we give them gifts. And then you look at the expression on their face. But we expect nothing back, but they're receiving something, and that's very important.
Well, let me ask this: if somebody wanted to help the Cooties, who is this organization open to? How does one become a Cootie?
Well, before an individual become a Cootie, you must be in the VFW for at least 6 months. and been active in the VFW in that 6 months. After being active in the VFW in 6 months, then he's X to join the Cootie. He's invited, correction, invited to join the Cootie. You're X to join the VFW, but you're invited to join the Cootie. And the only individuals that we invite to join the Cootie are those that we see out there in the VFW that's doing work.
Okay.
It's a working organization.
It's a working organization. You know, one of the saddest things that I found is that society as a whole, especially in our country, has a wrong idea, for the most part, about the VFW. And one of the things that I found is a lot of people don't realize the extent that the VFW reaches out, that it's not just a watering hole or a place, you know, just a recreation hall. I mean, it's a functioning organization, and the Cooties are the honor degree of that organization. And I think that's not recognized enough in the country to realize that it's not just a place where old veterans go to have a drink. It's a working, functioning organization that serves our veterans. That's why it's called, the organization, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And these are men and women who have served our nation and our country. And I had the honor of being at the VFW convention and tonight at the memorial here at the Marriott, and I sat back, and one of the things one of the speakers said, which was true, and he looked out around everybody, all the veterans. There were thousands of veterans there. The street was packed. And he said that we are America. He said it doesn't matter what the rest of America looks like. We are America. And if it wasn't for the veterans of the United States of America, well, we wouldn't be a free country. I mean, you see what's going on in the world today. And so, you know, there should be more respect for our veterans, more respect for our country, more respect for our flag. I mean, we may not agree with our commander-in-chief and all the things that he's done and the way things are being done in the country, but we certainly love our country, and we've gone to war to fight for our country, and we were willing to die for our country so that our fellows and our neighbors could be free in this country. And I think that the VFW and the Cooties need to have that respect, and I think that we need, as a society as a whole, need to recognize exactly what these organizations do, and we need to look into that. And so if you're interested in being a Cootie, I would recommend you take a walk down to the local VFW, walk in and talk to some people there, never mind just thinking about it or driving by and having this opinion, because there's an opinion that is when you really don't know the truth. You know, the scripture says the truth will make you free. And so if you know the truth, well, then you can learn something. You know, truth is not relevant. It's not how I see it or you see it. You need to go experience it yourself, because these people have served our country, and they love our country, and they are our country. And without them, we wouldn't have a country. And so the Cooties are an organization that's really continues to take care of the veterans. You know, we started out talking about from 1 Corinthians about charity and what charity is. And in our society today, we have become a people who are so materialized and so bent on amusements, and we're so caught up and wrapped up in the moment of our bills and our time that we're willing, most of us are willing to help somebody, but there's a whole majority of us in society that will not go out of their way. They'll do what's convenient, and I'll help you if it's convenient. And I don't think the Lord, number one, appreciates that, and I don't think that's the right attitude for any American. I think that we should step up and we should help those who have helped us. And I think that when we read about charity, that's what this organization's about. It's a great organization. And as you heard the vice commander say, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing. He didn't have to come on the program tonight. He was very busy. This is a large function. It's a national function. He's taken time to come out and talk with you a little bit and explain some things. And I hope that you're taking this to heart, whether you're an American or whether you're overseas. I know there's people from Australia and Germany and England and other places. We get letters and we get emails, and so I know, but this is who we are. This is who America is, and it doesn't matter what the world thinks America is. We know what America is, and all you have to do is, you know, look into some of these organizations and see how they love their fellow brethren and their comrades. But I want to turn back to our vice commander here for a second. I want to ask you a question now on the serious side. What do you think was probably one of your most, I know you said that when you help somebody and you see that they're, you know, the joy in their eyes and that appreciation, you've had the experience, you've met Roland Joe, I'm sure, and so you know Roland Joe, and can you explain to the people who Roland Joe is?
Rolling Joe is a veteran that's in a wheelchair, past Supreme Commander. And you cannot find a more giving and energetic past Supreme Commander anywhere in the world. He's a super individual. He went to the Golden Age Games, and matter of fact, he got appetizer for that Quaker Oat?
Cheerios.
You know, he's a super person, and I just can't say enough about him. And you never see him with a frown on his face, but he's wheelchair-bound. He's been wheelchair-bound as long as I've been knowing him. You know, so, and he volunteers. He constantly volunteers. And in a wheelchair.
Amen.
So that's
amen.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you. Roland Joe. Yeah, he emcees a lot of our meetings. He's a wonderful man. But if you're a veteran and you're listening to this and you're not doing anything for other veterans, you're not doing anything for yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to connect with people, especially if you just come back from overseas and you're feeling out of place. You need to connect. You need to connect with some brothers who have been where you have been and some people that understand what you're going through and help you reacclimate back into civilian life, and that can help give you a purpose to continue serving your country and serving your fellow veterans. I mean, isn't that what it's all about? I know some of your fellows miss that adrenaline rush, and you go out and you get yourself a motorcycle, and you join the motorcycle club, and there's nothing wrong with the VFW motorcycle club if that's what you're looking for. But if you really want to do something that's going to bring you a joy to your heart and know that you're still continuing to serve your country, you want to look into the Military Order of the Cooties. Now, I have with me tonight Marilyn Peck, and Marilyn Peck is president of the state president of Delaware, right? Is that right? No? California, I'm sorry. And I'm confused here. And I'm going to let Marilyn talk to you a little bit from the woman's perspective. Marilyn?
Thank you. So I am currently the state president for the auxiliary to the Veterans of Foreign Wars for the state of California, and I have been the state or grand president for California in the past. And I am not a veteran. My father served in the end of World War II, and so I joined the organization to honor him and his work and to help him and to help all the others that have served. They deserve all of our respect and all of our support. I joined the Cootie organization when my mother, who dragged me into this whole thing, decided that the pup tent, which is what the Cootie or local organization is called, needed an auxiliary. And so I was a charter member of our auxiliary. As an auxiliary member, we primarily work in the hospitals, and most of us, many of us, although we can encourage anyway, dress as clowns when we go. And I will tell you, the veteran patients love it. It doesn't matter how old you are, how chubby you are, how anything. They just love the fact that we are in there trying to make them happy. Make them smile. I mean, every time you walk into a room and you can bring a smile to somebody who's in a bed who may not be able to walk, you know, it's awesome. Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything else? If we could go back to Roland Joe for 1 minute. One of the things that Joe will tell you is he was in a submarine. Someone else can tell you what his rank was. But he retired, and he got into a motorcycle or car. It was a car accident. Yes, he was still active duty, but it was a car accident that caused him to be paralyzed. And he went through, and obviously he can tell this story much better than I can, but he's not here right now. And he went through, obviously, a deep depression, and he'll tell you that all of a sudden, these guys, because Cootie's dressed in red and white, because, again, our job is to make people smile. And this group of crazy guys in red and white came tromping through his hospital room. And just, he'll tell you that they saved his life, his emotional, his mental life. And he will do anything for the cooties, and he will do anything for any veteran or anybody in a hospital. So,
That's good stuff. Hey, man, that's good stuff. Imagine being able to put a smile on a veteran who's given physical being for our nation and sitting in a bed somewhere and feeling lonely and sometimes away from family, sometimes without family, and the cooties show up and they are able to lift their spirits and to get them to have for a minute to take their mind off of their misery and their pain. And you know, we go up to La Jolla in California to the Veterans Hospital, and we play bingo with some of the veterans up there, and some of them are unable to even keep their bingo cards. And you know, the cooties are there to help them, but they still come down because they enjoy the fellowship, they enjoy the game, and they enjoy being able to, you know, be a whole person again. And that's what it's about. It's not about money. It's about love, and it's about caring for your fellow veteran. Now, our vice commander, you brought a couple of people with you, and I was rude, and I didn't get to say hello to you. And your name is Linda? Linda Vinson? And Jerry Young? Oh, pleased to meet you both. Would you like to say anything this evening to the audience? I'd certainly like to give you a chance. Have you been there? Your husband is here. I'm going to let you talk.
Okay, I'm Linda Vinson. I'm the immediate past grand president of Kansas. I've been in the Cootie organization since 1974, I believe. In fact, I instituted my own, I organized my own auxiliary. I became involved with the Cooties because of my husband, who was a member of the VFW and also a charter member of our Cooties pup tent. And we started doing hospital work, and I fell in love with the work that we were doing. And therefore, I enticed other people to please become a member of the Cootie so we could start our own auxiliary. And so far, everything has been wonderful. We've been growing, and we've been very happy servicing the VA hospitals and the nursing home and seeing the smiles on the patients as we do this. As they have said before, our job is to keep the patient happy and to give them whatever they need. When we go into a VA hospital, we check with the service office, and they tell us, give us a list of things that the veterans need there, the men and the women. Used to be it was just the men, but now we have so many women veterans that we have to get a lot of things for them. And like they say, it's not just for the inpatient, it's also for the outpatient veterans. And they're so happy to see us because we bring them all of the supplies that they need to take them through the winter as far as hygiene, socks, and stuff like that. Anything they need, we get it to them, and that's less money that has to come out of their pockets. So I would really like to encourage anyone that is eligible to please join the VFW and work hard once you get in there so that you can be asked to come into the Cooties organization. And men, don't forget to encourage your significant others, because our auxiliary is always looking for new members to help us out and give us new ideas as to how to raise this money to buy all these things that we have to donate back to the veterans. Thank you, sir.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, you know, that's I wanted to ask Marilyn something. So you said that you got into the organization that you were not a veteran, but your father was a veteran, so that a person can get into the VFW or the Cooties or the Auxiliary if their family member was a veteran? Because there's a lot of people that their family members were veterans, and I meet them often. They say, well, my father was in the Marines, or my cousin was in the Navy, you know, my uncle, my dad was in the military, and so that entitles them to come in. Can you explain that to us?
I can, because we deal with eligibility all the time. So first of all, to be in the Veterans of Foreign Wars, you have to have served in harm's way, and there are certain criteria. There are a number of campaign ribbons and things that identify, you know, that confirm that you served in harm's way. For any woman who is related within 3 degrees of relationship, so it goes from grandmother down to grandchild, and it goes to sister. So, okay, so it's unfortunately aunts and uncles and cousins don't work. And currently, the national auxiliary is only women. There are local men's auxiliaries. We fully expect that to change within the next year or two, probably. We're targeting 2016, and we're all geared up to assuming that comes through, to start encouraging and enlisting some of the male relatives of our eligible veterans. Okay. And to be in the auxiliary, the person through whom you qualify does not have to be a member of the VFW or Veterans of Foreign Wars. They just have to be eligible for it. Okay?
Wow. That opens a lot of doors. That opens a lot of doors, doesn't it, for a lot of people. So there's a lot of opportunity out there. In case you didn't know that, and you want to get involved. I wouldn't know one other thing. Vice President Joe Biden was in St. Louis and spoke to the people of the VFW, and he did say that there was a significant change, that if you're a veteran and you have a Class 1 license, or you were a nurse, or you were a doctor, or you had other welding specialties, that you don't have to be certified in any state in the United States anymore, that you automatically qualify for your job. And in case you didn't know that, that's very important. And it was pushed by the Cooties, and it was pushed by the VFW, and they pushed Congress, and so it's been enacted. And so the VFW has a political voice also, and the Cooties have a political voice in that. And after all, they're the honor degree. And so you should keep those things in mind. If you didn't know those things, you know, if you're a veteran or a family member's a veteran, then you should take time to go down and talk to some of the VFW representative or Cootie representatives and find out exactly what you're entitled to and what's available to you as a veteran. There's a lot of veterans who feel that, you know, they don't want to reach out and they have benefits and they don't want to take advantage of the benefits. You know, they it's too much of a problem. Well, you know, my wife Marilyn, you know her well. She co-hosts the Sound Doctrine Ladies program once a month. My wife Marilyn works as a state service officer for the VFW, and she handles claims. And there's so many benefits available to veterans, especially Vietnam era veterans right now that have been opened up, that you really need to take a hard and deep look into that. And don't throw your benefits away. Use them. Either use your education benefits, your medical benefits. Don't go homeless, and you don't have to. And if you don't know who to talk to, just as I said, go down to a VFW or to somebody in the Cooties. You can go in and ask, say, listen, I need a Cootie. And they won't laugh at you. They'll know what you're talking about. And I'd like to give everybody in the room an opportunity to say something. No, we have a microphone shy. And what's your name, dear?
My name is Dean Aiden, and I'm the Grand President of the State of California.
I have Vee Baden with me here, and she's you said you're the Grand President for the State of California. And I'm going to allow her to come on and tell her what the aspirations are, what the plans are for the future, for the next year. And I'm going to give you the opportunity. I'm going to put her on the spot. There you go.
Yes, you have.
I have. That's why this is
Nathan
on the spot. Sound
I've been a member of the military or the Cootie since 2005. We were instituted in the city of Paris, California. And since then, we go to the hospital once a month, every month. We visit the veterans in the veterans hospital. And we just try to bring a little cheer to them, because when they see the guys in the crazy hats and the people that come up there, it kind of lifts their spirits. They don't worry about being hurt or being sick for just a little while. And that makes it a lot easier to be able to endure what they're going through. Because if it wasn't for them, we all always remember one thing. Our veterans are the ones that saved our lives. Those that are living and breathing today, they have made it so we, as citizens, as human beings, as members of this society, can live the way we live and endure the way we do. So I'm not a talker. I will relinquish my time back to you.
Well, thank you, Madam President. We appreciate that very much. And so I would ask the Vice Commander, Charles Young, what does the organization in California need the most? And what do you think other pup tents, and a pup tent is a particular organization in a what's your organization called, the Jackalopes? Is that what it is, your pup tent? No, you are, but I know. But I'm saying I want to give it to everybody. What do we need around the country from, you know, what is the most important thing right now for the Cootie organization? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Membership. We don't need the money. We need the members.
Okay, we need workers. All right. And we need workers, we need members, and so don't be shy. Don't be shy. And I know that a lot of you come back. I know you're going to come back. I know there's people out there right now, and I'm talking to you because I know that you're not listening right now because it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast, and some of you have worked, and you go back and you archive this show tomorrow morning because I see the numbers. I know who's going back, and I want you to know I appreciate you going back and to see what you missed for the program tonight because it was too late. But this is important, and you should pass this program on, download it, email it to somebody who's a veteran and that you can help. And I also have my wife, Melanie. I'm going to let her talk a little bit as a service officer and as a cootie, and she could tell you a little bit about herself. And she's a pretty good talker, at least around the house.
Good evening. I would just like to, first of all, thank all the ladies in our auxiliaries for the work they do for the Military Order of the Cooties. Without them, we wouldn't have the snacks we provide for the veterans. We wouldn't have the clowns, because not all of the men like to dress as clowns. And they're a very big part of what we do. Same with the VFW. The women of the VFW, the auxiliaries, is a very important part of what we do for the communities we live in, for Boy Scouts, for Little League organizations, for the Patriot Ten, and the Voice of Democracy. All these things we support. We're not just an organization that sits around drinking and just swapping stories. We're there for support of each other. My big thing, we were talking about Roland Joe. Roland Joe was my inspiration to run as a Grand Commander back several years ago. So I ran the chairs because I felt that if a comrade in a wheelchair could do it in a country and then turn around and serve as many cooties and military people that are in hospitals, I felt that was something I could do. So I have been very strong in California, down in the San Diego area. I've dragged my husband along, Peter, to get into, he calls the bingo for us, because we are shorthanded. We need more people to come out. We've got a couple new ones that are gung-ho, and we hope to get some more. But first and most, my cooties are very important to me. My veterans are very important to me. And as a service officer side, there is tons and tons of people, veterans out there, that do not know that they're entitled to things. There's widows out there that have no idea that if, for example, a Vietnam vet dies of a cancer or diabetes or heart condition, that they're entitled to benefits. There's widows' pensions. There's pensions for veterans as long as they were in during a wartime. If you don't know what you're entitled to, please seek out an organization. I don't care if it's the DAV, the American Legion, the AMFETS, any organization, Purple Heart, we all do the same thing as far as helping our veterans. And it's very important that you don't let your benefits be wasted. And those of you out there, thank you very much for your time.
and God bless.
Amen. Important message. Important message, that's for sure. But I don't know about all that. I still say the Cooties are the best, so. They may all help each other, but there's nobody like the Cooties. Isn't that right? And with us, we have Kathy with us here from Delaware, and we're going to put her on the spot. Oh, come here, Kathy. Tell us a little. Tell us a little something. What Delaware are you doing in Delaware? What's your chapter, your Pup Den, doing in Delaware?
We do a lot of veterans hospital with the Bethesda. We go to give them luncheon every third Wednesday of the month. We go to Baltimore's VA hospital. I see a lot of psych patients. There's a lot of young people, and I'm not old. I'm not young, but I'm younger than most of them. And I see a lot of 25 and under 30-year-old people really coming home very, very, very needy. And we can only give them what we can give them, whether it's hope, veterans benefits like Marilyn was talking about. They need to really seek out what they need to seek out. And I'm proud to be a Cootie.
All right. Proud to be a Cootie. Hey, man. Well, I'm pleased to have everybody here. You know, this was kind of a last-minute grab. We didn't plan the show on the road. I knew I was going to post it, and I knew I was going to be here. And we're so privileged to have these people who love our nation and love our veterans and really love one another. And that's really what it's about. And so I wanted to bring this forth to you because I know that a lot of you have never even heard of the Cooties. You didn't even know they were out there. But you might have been in a hotel and ran across them. We had a couple fellows downstairs walking through the hallway when we were waiting to come upstairs to the room where we were going to broadcast. And there was a fellow looking in the room with two other people, and he started laughing. He said, "The Cooties are here. They got Cooties." And I said, "Yeah, we are the Cooties." And he turned around, and he turned all white, like, "What, you know, what's a Cootie?" And so we've had a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with that. But I always get a kick out of the way they dress and the joy in their hearts and how much they give. And that's really what it's about. We've become a materialistic, taken society, and it's a shame that we should take so much. You know, we call this a Christian broadcast program. Jesus Christ gave his all for us. He told us that we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, but also to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so who is our neighbor? And as a Christian, I'd ask you tonight, who is your neighbor? Do you know who your neighbor is? I mean, your neighbor isn't necessarily the person that lives next door. Your neighbor's the person down the road that needs a hand. And if you're a veteran, we want you to know you're loved. And there are other veterans that care for you and that want to help you. And if you're having a hard time, then you need to reach out to somebody. Reach out and touch somebody. And you know the old saying. But the Cooties are there, the Ladies Auxiliary. You have the VFW Men's Auxiliary. And you have wonderful, wonderful people. And this is just a small sample of the heart of the Cooties that you heard tonight. We've mentioned the VFW because that's they're the honor degree of the VFW. But truly, this organization on its side and on its own is strong, and there's nothing weak about it, and there's nothing weak about a fella helping a fella. And I watched them dress in clown suits, and I saw a guy with a slingshot last month shooting candies into the audience, and they did a fake operation on Marilyn while we were calling bingo, and you know, it was a wonderful thing to see the vets laughing and having a good time, and just to, you know, they need that healing, they need that welcoming back into society, and they need to know they're loved. You know, when you're set aside in a hospital room, you're kind of marginalized, and we don't want them to think they're forgotten. They're not forgotten. It's because of them we have our freedom, and we must remember that. We must remember that our veterans are our freedom, and that's how we obtain the freedom. That's how we maintain the freedom in this country. Nobody's chasing us down to pay a poll tax or trying to assassinate us because of our religious beliefs, and we have a right to vote, and we have a say in government, and we have free travel, and we have free trade, and we live in a wonderful country. We have one of the best judicial systems in the world, and there's no country like America. And you know, people tell me all the time, well, you know, we're going overseas and we're going to Jerusalem, and listen, if you're a Christian, you got a ticket to Jerusalem anyway. Don't worry about it. You're going to get there when the Lord gets back. We're all going to get to Jerusalem. Amen. Save your money now. We'll get to Jerusalem when it's rebuilt. Amen. But the truth is, you need to see America. Take a ride across America and you'll see some wonderful things. You go down to Washington, D.C., November, the first weekend of November, to the Tune Trek. If you want to see the Cooties in action, the presenting of the wreaths, the VFW will be there. I promise you, and I've never made a promise on this broadcast, but I promise you when you walk away from there, you'll have a whole new perspective of life and respect for what our veterans do for each other. It's solemn, but it's honorable. And to see the changing of the guard and the bringing in of the extra Marines and the dedication. And people are there from all over the world, and they're standing there, and it's just an amazing, wonderful thing. And you really want to come down and see them, even if you're not a veteran and you've never been down there. Come down in November, the first weekend in November, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and it's, you know, come down to the Hollow Ground. Come down to Arlington and see something that you've never seen before. And if that doesn't pique your interest, I don't know what will. But amen. We serve a mighty God. I'd ask our Vice Commander, is there anything else you'd like to say this evening, Vice Commander, before we go off the air? I'd certainly respect your opinion, respect what you do, and I want to thank what you do. And Madam President, thank you for your and everybody in the room here for coming on tonight and taking time to tell the world who you are and what we do. And I know there's people are listening to this, and when I say around the world, I mean that. There's people pick up this broadcast, and they may not be Americans, and they may be in countries where they're oppressed. There's hope in America. And so, you know, we pray for you, and we hope that whatever your country you're in, that, you know, the scriptures say that you to pray for your leaders. So pray for them, and let God have his way. But again, Vice Commander, I would ask you, is there anything else you could say for us before we go off the air this evening? No, he said all he's going to say tonight, and those were the words of wisdom. And so we thank you all. Before we sign off, you can reach myself, Dr. Ventura, at ventura.peter77@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to email you back and forth if you'd like. We have a pro-conference line. There's a blog spot. You can reach Nathan on the spot, D.L. Brown, who is the producer of this program, and who's given us his guest spot. This guest spot it's not paid for. It's a gift, and it's available every Thursday. We hope you'll join us again next Thursday. We'll get to some sound doctrine teaching. And remember, the third week of the month, we have Ladies' Night and Christian Women. We have Sister Joanna Woody joins us from Florida, Inverness, Florida. And she's been a Christian and a Baptist, and she was 11 years old, and she's on fire for the Lord. And for the ladies, if you need some comforting and you need some growth, I think she's teaching on Vashti, and I don't know how you teach on that subject. She's one of the women in the Bible, but I'm glad she's not teaching on Jezebel. But amen. But we want to thank you, and we welcome you. I'll pray us out. And Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this hour that you've given us. We thank you for allowing us to have in our lives people, Lord, that are an example of Christian love, people, Lord, who give, and people, Lord, who really care about other people. God, we ask you this night that you touch those who heard this broadcast, those that are here with us, that you'd open spiritual eyes and spiritual ears and give them wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, and give encourage them, Father God, to reach out if they're in trouble, if they're hurting, if they're wounded, God, because at the cross, that's the answer, Lord. All of us come there the same way. We all came to the cross. We were all beggars. We were all broken, and we all came and asked for our salvation there, Father God. And I ask you, God, that you touch their hearts, put your angels before them and behind them. God, bless the Cooties and help the VFW and the Cooties to grow and to touch our veterans and to heal our veterans. And I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Brother Nathan, we turn this back over to you. It's your show. No, but you don't know. No, you don't know. Get him this way, man.
I'm not sorry.
What's going on there? I can't hear you. Are you
from
Maine? We all done? We're off the air.
State of Maryland.
Oh, you got to shut us down. All right. Are you telling me we're still on the air? You can't get off the air, brother? Brother Nathan.
I need to
Nathan on the spot. Okay, we're going to take you down the hall with us, brother. We're going to broadcast live, walking down the hall of the Marriott. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for the use of your room, and the Lord bless you. All right. All right, coming to you live from the Marriott. Brother, whenever you have a chance, we appreciate that you would put on a little bit of music and let us out because we're off the air. And we left our spot. We want to thank the listeners tonight for listening in, and we appreciate it. We appreciate all your time, and we sign out.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong, cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord. God planted
His love. It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Lord.
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby.
Listen.
Now, I've been singing for a long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Father, Father, I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, cause it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh yeah. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
If you got it.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
And you know, Melvin.
It's in my heart.
You know what? Somebody asked me just the other day, said, "Hard, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, "The reason I do it is in my heart." I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Hard, how can you leave your family
look out.
And go sing all the time?" I told him, "I love my family."
Oh yeah.
"I love my family."
Yes, I do.
"I love my family."
Oh my.
"But the reason I'm doing it,
there's a reason I'm doing it,
cause it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies.
Yes, yes.
I got to love my friends.
And
whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.